Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today on this Thursday. Congratulations, the week is winding down. But as it does, I want to ask you a question today. And it may seem odd at first, and it may seem like, am I really supposed to reply to the podcast? But here's the question. How have you been sleeping this week? How have you been sleeping this week? Has it been good? Has it been fitful? Do you feel rested? How have you been sleeping? And here's why. How well we sleep sometimes is an indication of how well we trust God. Psalm chapter 3, verse 5 says this. This is David writing. He says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. Now, honestly, that's a little verse that would be easy to run past today and not really think about. Of course, David could sleep. Not a big deal. But here's the big deal. When David's writing this, he's not in a peaceful moment. He hasn't had NyQuil to help him sleep. He doesn't have a Serta Perfect sleeper. He's on the run, and it's not from some external enemy. He's on the run from his own son, Absalom. Absalom rises up in revolt and literally drives David out of Jerusalem. So when David's writing these words down, he's hiding in a dangerous wilderness with his army. I think it would be hard to sleep in a dangerous wilderness with your army, knowing that your son is trying to track you down and to take your kingdom from you. But I don't think it was the physical danger that kept David awake. He knew that God was going to protect him. I think the thing that caused him to lose sleep some nights was that inner spiritual battle and that emotional agony of knowing his own son's trying to seize the kingdom from him. But David says, in effect, he says, Lord, you're the one that's able to give me peace in my heart. God, you're the one that's able to give me the protection I need. You're the one that's able to help me keep all of this in perspective. You are able to help me in the midst of this difficult situation. David illustrates this truth that maybe you've heard before, that the heart of every problem is really the problem that's in the heart. David knew that it's not the army on the outside of him that's going to keep him awake, but it's the agony that's on the inside, because really that's true. The heart of every problem is the problem that's in the heart. And so when you look at Psalm 3, and I want to encourage you, as you have time, check out Psalm 3 today, because it starts with David's cry. In verse 1, he's crying out. He's like, many are those that rise up against me. He's asking God, God, would you help me? But by the end of the psalm, he moves from crying out for help to singing a song of praise. Maybe that's the model of this day for you. Maybe your day has started out with you crying out. Maybe it seems like everything's stacked against you today. So I want to encourage you that if you're trusting the Lord, your day doesn't have to end that way. Your day could start with pleading, God, would you help me? And it could end today with you praising him for the help he's given you. It's certainly true that difficult circumstances have a way of robbing us of peace and perspective. That's true. But I want to encourage you, if you're in one of those moments right now, if you're in one of those moments that you've got adverse circumstances, you've got frightening consequences, here's what I'd encourage you to do today. Admit it to God this morning. But after you admit the trouble, affirm that you trust him. And then as you go into the day, after you've prayed that, after you've admitted it and you've affirmed that you trust him, then be encouraged that the God who loves you, the God that has a relationship with you, is the same God that wants to protect you today. And he wants to give you peace, even in the midst of the storm. God bless you. I hope you have a great day. Before you go, let me tell you about one big thing that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. If you've got a high schooler that's about to graduate, we want to know about that. We've got an incredible service set up on May the 15th. Pastor Tripp and his team have a great luncheon, and it's just going to be an awesome day to honor your senior. If that's you, if you've got a senior about to graduate, stop by www.sugarhillstudents.com. Again, that's just sugarhillstudents.com, where you'll find more details about May 15th and you'll find out next steps on how to be involved. We want to celebrate this major milestone with you, and we look forward to it. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Weekday Podcast.